From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Will Hillary Clinton supporters give women a bad name at the Democratic convention? More on that in a moment.
First, these men speak and the markets listen. Comments from two of the most powerful players in the financial world send stocks higher, a welcome change of pace on Wall Street these days. The men we're talking about are Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve, and billionaire super investor, financier, oracle, and all-around wise man Warren Buffett. We're joined now by NPR's own oracle of economic news, John Isty. John, welcome back.
Hi, Alex. Thanks.
So let's start with Chairman Bernanke. He was speaking at a Federal Reserve conference in Jackson, Wyoming. What did he have to say?
Well, I think his most important remarks on the current state of the economy had to do with inflation, which, as you know, over the past 12 months has reached a 17-year high. And he said that inflation, the outlook for inflation remains highly uncertain, but he suggested that there were some hopeful signs in recent declines in the prices of oil and other commodities, which have been the main drivers of inflation. If that continues, it's very good news because the Fed is facing two big threats, high inflation and very slow growth. And if inflation is subsiding, it will allow the Fed to keep interest rates low and fight that other problem, slow growth.
What about the general state of the economy, financial crisis in most people's view, I think? Did he say how long this is going to continue?
Well, he said that what he called the financial storm had not yet subsided. But he also said we're no longer facing what he called the gale force winds that began blowing about a year ago. Those winds, of course, blew over the investment bank Bear Stearns. And Bernanke again defended the Fed's putting taxpayer money at risk in its rescue, saying that the toll on the broader economy would have been too great if the Fed hadn't acted. The Fed chairman did not mention the government's effort to prop up Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which again have been taking a beating in the stock market this week. Investors just seem convinced that they'll eventually be taken over by the government and stockholders will be left with nothing. And given their share prices in the market right now, they've got almost nothing.
And John, what about that other financial bigwig we mentioned earlier, investor Warren Buffett, also talking about Freddie and Fannie today?
Right. Actually, Warren Buffett was a big shareholder in Freddie Mac until 2001 when he got out because he thought it was being badly managed. Buffett said he thought ultimately there would be a government bailout and Fannie and Freddie would survive, but that shareholders will lose a lot of money. He also said he had no bets against the dollar, which helped to support the dollar in the markets today. It had been losing ground over the past several days. Buffett also said he thought U.S. stocks were a better deal today than they were a year ago, and that's helped to drive a rally in the stock market early today. One bit of mystery, Buffett said his company, Berkshire Hathaway, had made a $500 million bid for stock in a Chinese company, but he wouldn't say which one.
A financial roundup from NPR's John Isty in Washington. John, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.